module, I'm going to be showing you how to create a space and to set that up, as well as how to load content to your Simplero. So let's get started. You're going to go into the Spaces section underneath Content, and we're going to click in the upper corner to create a new space. Now, the space is going to be your online classroom. So you're going to go ahead and give it a name, whatever your program is called. You can include a tagline. And then you're going to have three different options for access control. The first is closed, which basically means that the only people who have access to it are people who you have granted. Usually you grant them access through the purchase of a product or registration to a list. Open means that anybody who has the URL will be able to access the content. And then you have two options from there. They will either have to still create a Simplero ID, which is free, but they'll be able to access the content with just having the URL, or open to everyone without login, which means that they will not have to create a Simplero ID. The default is to closed, and that is because, like most of you, you're probably going to be selling your program, and so you want them to have to purchase that in order to be able to view the pages, even if they had the URL. So you can select your access control. You can put in a customized URL if you would like. You can upload a header image. The card image is something that you'll be able to load here as well. It's what will show them in their account space for their profile. And then you can set up your front page here. You do have the option to uncheck this box, and then the front page or your welcome page will actually be the first content page that we create in just a second. But if you don't want to, then you can type in a welcome message here and create a front page. So I'm going to do that just for our purposes so you can see what that looks like. And then you can add media to it if you'd like. These two options are going to show any content that you add to your space or any posts that go onto your space on that welcome page that's created. Then you can edit your sidebar here. And then you have some content settings. You can allow members to see the directory, so meaning they'll be able to see who else has access to the space. You can hide subpages from the main content area. You can let your members mark the pages complete. I'll show you what that looks like. But there is a button at the bottom of the screen where they can click and it will mark it complete. So if you want them to be able to track their progress, that's what it would be. And then the member's progress is visible to other members is going to show that progress in the members area. And then you can also prevent them from downloading any of the information. You can do that here. There's also some community features. So they have the ability to like content, to comment on content, things like that. And so you can set those settings as well. And then just like everything else I've showed you, you've got the ability to override the broadcast settings by changing who the email addresses come from in that. Otherwise, this is going to be your default settings that we set up originally. There is some CSS coding and tracking code options should you want to use that available as well. So once you've set that all up, you're going to go ahead and create your space. And then that's going to take you into the admin screen for your space. So we've got a summary page just like we have in all the other screens. We've got the members page, which will show us who has access to the space. And then we have the configure screen where we can edit all the settings that we just set up. Then we have the content section here, and this is where we're going to be setting up our space. So we're going to go ahead and click this blue button to create our first page. We have three options for pages. We've got a content page, a forum page, and a blog page, and we always have the ability to allow members to comment or not. So I'm going to go ahead and create a first content page. Now, once it's set up, we're going to go ahead and start adding our content to it. So we're going to click the content block. This is the title for the block. This is the body, and then you can load media here. When you click on this, the recently added is going to show you things that are in your media section. You can search for your media section, or we can click upload and we can browse, which I'm going to go ahead and do just so I can show you what the space is going to look like. So it'll load that file, and then once it does that, then you can add the selected. And then you can also choose different size options if you want to. So if I click on this and I change and I click on the file, then I will be able, it will show me this image, and then it'll give me different size options if those are available. And then you'll save your changes. So then once you have all of that set up, then you can go up here and you can either publish or auto-publish your page. I'm actually going to show you this in the settings section so you can see the difference. So if we go down here, it shows us our published status and access control. So draft means that the only people who can see it are admins. The published setting means that it is visible to everyone who has access to the space. However, when we click on publish, we have the ability to control that access. And so we can make it available to everyone who has access to the space, or we can click on this and we can make it available to customers based off of their product. Once we've connected the space to a product, it will list those products here. So I'm going to go ahead and show you how to do that real quick. We briefly touched on this in the products module. But you're going to go back to your product, and then you're going to go to the content tab within that product. And you're going to scroll down to where spaces is, and we're going to click on add an existing space. And we're going to save those changes. Now, when I go back to my content and I go into my space and I go to my settings page, and if I click on that available to those products, you can see that that product is available. So now I can click on that. So that means I could connect maybe 5 or 6 products to the same space. This page will always be viewable to those people whenever they get into it, but only if their product is checked. So right now, product one would be the only people who would be able to view that space. Even if I had 2 or 3 other products who had access to the space, they won't be able to view this page. The third option is to auto-publish the page, and that means that you control who has access to that page based off of viewing a broadcast or through a trigger or automation. So for now, I'm going to go ahead and set this to auto-publish so I can show you how to do that. So you would save your changes. And then when you create a broadcast, which I'm going to show you, you'll be able, I'm going to show you that in the next module, you'll be able to connect it. But I'm going to show you how to do it through a trigger as well. So I'm going to go back into that product, go back to that content, click on add a trigger, and then I can say give access to a page in a space, and then I can select that page and I can save those changes. And so now when this person purchases the product, it's going to give them access to the space. So those are two different options of how to publish some content. And then like I said, when we show you how to create a broadcast in the next module, I'll show you how to auto-publish the page at that point as well. So let's go back into our content, and I'm going to add a forum page and a blog page so that you can see what those look like. And then should you want to add a subpage, you would just click the little plus sign underneath next to whichever page it is, and then you can add your subpage. So now I am ready to view my space. So I can click on visit space here. That's going to open up another screen where I can see the space as my clients are going to be able to view it. So we've got the welcome page, which is what we're on here, and that's what we set up in the configure screen. We have the content page that we created, so we can click on it. And you'll notice that it's got this little clock next to it. That tells me that that page is on auto publish and that I have to give access to it. Then we've got the media file that I loaded with it, and they have the ability to download it, which they might want it, such as if it was a video. Over here, it's going to show them the sub page, which I currently still have set to draft. So say I'm ready now to publish the subpage, or I want to make an edit to it or to any page, there's always this little admin button here. And if I click on that, it's going to take me back into that same content screen. It's going to open it up in a new window so that I can make those edits. So I'm going to go ahead and make an edit, and I'm going to show you adding a media file again. And then now you can see how to pick the different sizes if you want to. So we'll pop that in as a little thumbnail there, save the changes. Now I can publish it. And if you go to settings, it's now published. It is restricted because it's a subpage by whatever the parent page settings are. So even though it is a published page, they're not going to be able to view it unless the parent page they have access to. So in this case, we had set the parent page to be auto-published and the subpage to be published. So they'll receive the subpage access as soon as they receive that parent page access. So just so you know, those subpages are going to be controlled by the parent page. So let's go back to our space here. Now we're going to look at the forum page. So there's nothing on here yet, but you'll see this little button over here. And so you can create a new post. So we'll just call this post number one. It's going to have my name in it. I can type in the body of it, and then I can send it. Now, anybody who has access to this space, who's a part of this forum, will get an email letting them know. They can come in and they can comment on it as well. If you go back to the forum page, you'll be able to see this post number one. And so as there are more posts, they're going to list them all out here, and you'll always have this ability over here to write a new post. Now, the blog is going to be similar to just like your blog on your website. So same idea, you're going to have a little button, blue button here, where you can create your new blog post. You can put in your author, you can put in your body, send it, and now you're going to have your blog post up there. Now, the difference is that forums are interactive, so your members are going to be able to create posts on your forum. They're not going to be able to add blogs like you. Also, a blog cannot be a subpage. So if you do move this around at any point, it's going to essentially be a blank page there. Now, should we want to reorder any of our pages, like I mentioned, you're just going to go back to that content tab, click on the reorder move pages around, and that's going to take you into another screen, and then we can move them around into whatever order we want them to be. We can also make them subpages, like I mentioned. So let's do that. So now you can see, then when you're all done, you just hit done reordering. We can refresh our view of the space, and then we'll be able to see that reorder. So now you can see here, we've got all these different ones. Now, should we not want that welcome page, we changed our mind, we want to change it, you know, to our blog or whatever, we can go back to our configure. We can scroll down to where it's this front page section. And if we uncheck that box, then we're going to go ahead and save those changes. And then once those are saved, we can revisit our space, and you'll see that that welcome page is now gone. And so the blog is going to become the front page of the space because that's the first one in our order in the content screen here. So that is how you create a space and add content to it. You can upload, like I showed you, the media files by creating a content block. You can also upload files by going to content, media files, and then you can select upload here. And you can upload any videos or JPEGs, PDFs, any MP3s, whatever it is that you want, you can upload them here as well. And then you'll have access to them through those content blogs in the space. So that's how you create content in your Simplero. In the next section, I'm going to show you how to set up your broadcast there.